What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, March 26, 2019, and we have got lots and lots of stuff to talk about today. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. So let's get right on into it. We are still seeing the fallout from the final Robert Mueller report. And this is going to drag on for a while because the Democrats just can't let go. For 2 years, they have believed there was collusion because the Empress Hillary said there was, and they were counting on the Mueller report to be the final nail in the coffin of the evil Count Vladimir Trump. And it didn't work out. And as is typical of liberal snowflakes, they can't get over it. But the bottom line here is the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. Now, that's basically not guilty on all counts. This was just a big lie, you know, and we were hearing from the media that Donald Trump was Putin's poodle. He was an agent of the Kremlin. He was guilty of treason. He was an illegitimate president who would leave the White House in handcuffs and end his days in prison. Not going to happen. And, of course, the corporate media and the Democrats are moving the goalposts again to their fallback position that Mueller did not exonerate Trump of obstruction of justice, except that Mueller wasn't obstructed. Nobody impeded his labors. Apparently, he said in his report that while he could not exonerate Trump of obstruction, he found no evidence of that either. And Attorney General Barr said, yeah, there's no grounds here for a charge of obstruction. And so the Democrats are out there demanding the release of the full report. They want to go through it with a magnifying glass and tweezers, and they're just going to find something in there to revive their dream of getting Trump out of that White House. Anyway, we're hearing that when Trump first got news of Robert Mueller's report from the Barr memo, apparently he was alternately angry, elated, and frustrated, and apparently, yeah, that's how he should feel. He got put through 2 years of the ringer over this mess, and this part is over. There are still other investigations. There's the Democrats are still out there trying to find ways to attack him or his family, but this was the big one. This was the big career-ending, rewrite the history books, destroy his legacy, the Russia collusion investigation. It is now gone. And so Donald Trump should be feeling energized and emboldened. And now he's got a chance to recast the story of his presidency. He's still got not quite 2 years, but he's got some time to maybe bring about some of the changes he promised us when he campaigned. Now, just as Trump did on election night in 2016, Trump won a victory over the conventional wisdom of his critics, which again shows they really weren't very wise at all. But Trump is vindicated. Everybody who doubted the collusion story, they're vindicated. Everybody who pushed the collusion story now has egg all over their faces, and they're looking for ways to try and get it off. All right, let's take a quick phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Listen, all the things that are going on with Israel, I have a feeling, Mike, that Israel is getting ready to build the next temple. What do you think?
Well, they've been talking about it for years, and I think that's one of the reasons for the escalating incursions onto the Temple Mount and Al-Aqsa. But if they move to demolish the Dome of the Rock or the Al-Aqsa Mosque, that will definitely set the entire Mideast on fire. And is Israel willing to do that? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Certainly, there are a lot of religiously fanatical Israelis who are out there saying, yes, let's do it. We must have our third temple, which is kind of weird because there's actually been three temples. And when the Messiah didn't show up after the third one, it was sort of retroactively declared to have just been a refurbishment of the second temple. And the real historical irony is that even Israeli archaeologists are saying the real location of the first temple is actually about 250 yards to the south-southeast, and that that big platform that's at the top of that hill is actually the remains of a Roman fort, and the Muslims simply built on top of it.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the backlash from the release of the Robert Mueller report and William Barr's memo on it. And again, the Democrats just can't let go. But obviously, Donald Trump is feeling vindicated. All the people who questioned Russiagate are feeling vindicated. All those who were pushing Russiagate, they're embarrassed and humiliated, and they're trying to find some way to recover their reputations and credibility. Good luck on that one. So basically, what we can conclude from the last 2 years, this whole Russiagate story was a hoax cooked up by an utterly corrupt and immoral military security complex determined to protect its trillion-dollar annual budget and the power that goes with it from the loss of its Russian enemy to normalized relations. That was the military-industrial complex motive for all of this. Trump wanted to normalize relations with Russia. No, 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 we need them so we can sell weapons. We need more wars. And also, we can conclude that Hillary's Democratic National Committee was party to this crime, assisted by people like Gerald Nadler and Adam Schiff. And they have succeeded in destroying the reputation and credibility of the Democratic Party. And let us not forget, if you want to look at interference in the 2016 election, let's look at the way the primaries were rigged to steal the Democratic nomination for Hillary Clinton away from Bernie Sanders. And let's look at all the evidence that was found of massive election fraud favoring Hillary Clinton in the general election, including all the illegal immigrants who were voting. It's a crooked, crooked system. We can now reasonably conclude that the U.S. corporate media is devoid of all integrity, all morality, all truthfulness, and they have forever discredited themselves as a source of objective and accurate information and facts. So that's the end result of that. All right, another phone call here. Jim in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. A couple of things. Regarding what happened today in Chicago with the Smollett case, this is exactly what has been reported, but even though not by everyone. The state's attorney, her name is Kimberly Fox, she was getting pressure from the Smollett family, Michelle Obama, and the wife of Mayor Rahm Emanuel. They all are very close to Smollett and his family, and they were putting pressure on the state's attorney to drop all charges, and they were successful. That's all I can say.
It's the Chicago way.
Well, not only Chicago way, but other parts of the country, you know.
Well, you know, of course, Smollett held a press conference, came on out and said, I didn't lie. I really was attacked. It was exactly as I said. I would never do anything like that. That prompted the prosecutor's office to issue their own statement saying, we are still convinced he filed a false police report. But, yeah, obviously a lot of juice had to be applied to get him off the hook on that one. And by the way, the judge that was going to be presiding in that case was an Obama appointee.
Right, which does not surprise me. And not only that, the grand jury, they indicted him on 16 charges.
Yes.
So,
and they've all been dropped.
You know, right. You know, regarding
and it sets a bad precedent because it's sending out a message. You can fake a hate crime, and as long as it serves the conventional political agenda of incitement to racism and so forth, nothing will happen to you. You know, you can go on out, you can stage a fake hate crime, and even if you're caught, you will not be punished. And that means there's going to be more fake hate crimes.
There you go. And finally, regarding the situation with Mueller and Barr, you know, I have mixed feelings about it, but this is something that people have to remember. Donald Trump has had a relationship with the Russians ever since the late 90s, good or bad. And I don't know if they felt like they could just, you know, manipulate him, or he feels like he wants to be friends with him. I don't know. But again, I'm not really quite sure which way to think as far as the Barr letter that he sent out.
Well, there was an oblique reference to possible charges against Clinton operatives, and that's why I think the Democrats' call for the release of the full report could blow up in their face. They could be easily hoisting on their own petard.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, Michael, you take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. So, anyway, it's Trump and his people. It's their turn at bat. And so we're hearing calls for investigate the investigators. And the GOP is now going on the offense, as well they should. They're going after Jim Comey, Loretta Lynch, James Clapper, and all these other people who were involved in this Russiagate story. And that includes a lot of people, people in the media, people out in Hollywood. This was a huge, huge hoax. It was a conspiracy theory on their part. And how dare these people sit there and scream that those of us who doubted the Russiagate hoax, that we were the conspiracy theorists. Turned out, we were the ones with the facts. We were right. They were wrong. Deal with it. So, basically, a senior White House official told Daily Mail on Monday, if we're all serious about getting to the truth and not just scoring political points, we're really going to have to investigate the investigators after something this far-reaching falls apart. You know, this, to me, is starting to feel like the biggest political scandal since Watergate. It really, really is. Now, Steve Bannon is out there saying that Donald Trump is going to go full animal against his enemies with the Mueller probe. I certainly hope Steve Bannon is right, and I would encourage Trump to go full animal, because if he does not make an example of these people, they're going to come back. They still have another year and a half to come up with some fabricated accusation to try and kick him out of the White House in 2020. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Bill in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. On Friday, when the Mueller summary was introduced, what was the date?
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
Okay,
let's see.
It was
that would have been
22.
22nd, yes.
22.
Yeah.
Now, those of your listeners that are familiar with Skull and Bones, that is a very important numerical number, 322. I remember watching Tim Russert in the year that George Bush W. ran against, Kerry, and Russert pointed out, you're both 322 members of the Skull and Bones, and isn't that a secret organization? And both of them kind of laughed it off and said, it's so secret, we're not going to talk about it. So there is another theory that's being put out.
Yeah.
That on the date of 322, Trump made peace with the deep state. Okay, it's something to consider.
Yeah, I considered it, and then I threw it in the circular file. Okay.
Yeah, he has a lot of things that he should
Bill, you're
do.
Not listening to me. Okay.
Okay.
I
go
think
ahead.
You're really reaching here, and I've had this theory sent to me by a bunch of people that Robert Mueller and William Barr made some kind of a deal with Donald Trump, and it just doesn't seem to pass muster, because if Trump knew that he'd done nothing, then all he had to do was sit back and let the investigation implode, which is exactly what happened. I mean, why would Barr and Mueller make a deal with Donald Trump if they had the goods on him? That was their job, after all. I mean,
as
everybody in that deep state, they wanted Trump out.
Your show, Michael.
They wanted Trump out.
He appointed Alex Acosta, Secretary of Labor.
Bill.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Where your logic falls apart is there's a lack of motive. There's a lack of motive for Mueller and Barr to make any kind of a deal if they had the goods on Donald Trump, okay? Because the end result of this revelation, and we knew all along there wasn't going to be anything there. This is a huge embarrassment to the FBI, to the Department of Justice, to even the CIA, the corporate media. Nobody wins out of this except Donald Trump.
Well, except for Israel. And if Donald Trump goes to war for Israel, then that's who is the winner, as usual.
Okay, well, Bill, I think you're really making a reach out there to try and tie this into Skull and Bones. And to the best of my knowledge, Trump himself is not a member of Skull and Bones. That's
no,
one of the reasons
I know he's
considered
not.
An outsider.
He didn't go to Yale, okay,
yes.
But that doesn't mean he won't make a deal with the deep
state. I'm not seeing a motive for a deal.
I've given you one.
On the part of Mueller and Barr. Okay.
And Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay, Bill. All right, listen. We're going to let you go. Thank you for the phone call. I don't appreciate people who call on in to push their agenda and won't sit back and let me respond. Where is the motive? This Mueller report is an epic fail for the Democrats, for the corporate media, for every government institution involved in it. This is turning out to be the biggest scandal since Watergate. There's no motive on their part to make a deal that destroys themselves so badly. The Democrats are going to be living with this epic fail right up to the 2020 elections. So, no, I'm not buying all these alternative theories about, you know, Trump did collude with Russia, but there's been a deal to hide it from you, the American people. They're desperate. This is desperation on the cusp of madness to put out these ideas. They can't let go of it. That's the problem. They can't let go of it. They won't admit they were wrong all this time. They won't admit that they themselves got sucked up into this gigantic hoax. And they're desperate. They're desperate to find something they can cling to say, I was right all along. I was right all along. Well, you know, one of the stair steps to maturity is being able to admit when you have been wrong. And we're seeing some of the people involved in Russiagate are taking that step. We're getting a few people who are turning around, like Brennan. Then we're seeing others who are not, like over at CNN. You know, they're out there still trying to take the high ground. We're going to get into that in a little bit later in the show here. And Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton joined Congressman Devin Nunes and Byron York of the Washington Examiner. And basically, they're saying they've known all along there was no collusion. And that's why Mueller was given this broad range by Rosenstein. They couldn't find the collusion. They were desperate to find something else. And now the House Democrats are going to conducting an even wider investigation, just desperate to find something to justify all of this. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
Show, and yes, we do need your help here. And right now, look at the good work that we've been doing over the last 2 years. We were right. The corporate media was wrong. Corporate media's got all the money, which is why we need your help, because they're going to come after us now. They're their reputation and credibility are rock bottom, and the only way they can try and get their audience back is to find some way to just drive the independent media out of business, going after our advertisers, just trying to get politicians to pass laws, saying you can't run an internet broadcaster without all this regulation and towing the line and so forth and so on. So, yeah, think of it as a well-earned reward for Republic Broadcasting and WhatReallyHappened.com. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can call in with a debit or credit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719. extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And before we go back to the phones here, I just got an email referencing the caller going on about 322, and it says you should demand that he tell you his horoscope sign. We have some very smart people listening to this show. All right, we've got some more callers on the line. Joe in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Mike, is this correct? All the charges against Smollett have been dropped?
Yes.
I knew it. I knew it. Well, I think the people of Chicago, or at least some of the people in Chicago, have something to worry about, because according to Smollett, he's telling the truth, and if he is, there are two MAGA hat-wearing, bleach and rope-carrying racists on the prowl going after half-black, half-Jewish homosexuals.
Well, again, despite Smollett's press conference in which he reasserts his story is absolutely true, the prosecutor has issued a statement saying that even though the charges were dropped, apparently under political pressure, that they still believe, they're still convinced, rather, that he filed a false police report.
Well, if any of them are listening in Chicago, I would be careful going out at, you know, the local subway at 2 a.m. Just be careful. Mike, on Trump, somebody said, I read somewhere that they had said, will he now pardon Manafort and Stone? I know Stone hasn't yet been convicted of anything. He's been charged. But will he now pardon Manafort, and can he pardon Stone preemptively? Because those two were Manafort was convicted of charges that were completely unrelated to the investigation.
Yeah, and there are some indications that he was actually railroaded into that situation, because when he was being interviewed by the FBI, they didn't say this is an official FBI interview. And so, you know, he was sort of off of his guard. He thought they were just chit-chatting back and forth. But they took his words and said, oh, he's obviously lied here. I think Trump should. I think Trump should have pardons for everybody who got caught up unjustly in this this Mueller investigation, this wide fishing net that he cast on out there. And maybe not a pardon. That would be politically reckless to do. But Trump can commute the sentences and say, let him out.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And I think that would be a good thing to do.
A bad sign is, though, on the foreign policy side, I did see on the Ron Paul report, Trump's Syria envoy has said that they will continue, they will maintain their presence in Syria. The U.S. troops
yes.
will remain in Syria, and they will continue to just vet Syrian rebels that are palatable to the administration to continue this regime change project against Assad.
Well, you know, John Bolton right now is basically running U.S. foreign policy. Along
yep.
with Mike Pompeo. But now that Trump is out of the Russiagate situation, it would be nice if he would stand up and say, okay, my desk is clear. I'm now going to be taking back foreign policy. And I think a lot of people are going to be watching Donald Trump in the coming few weeks to see if we're going to see a change in his behavior, or if he's just going to go on being this easily manipulated, weak leader that we've seen for the last 2 years. Personally, I think, you know, if he has any chance of a second term, he's got to put on those presidential brass knuckles, and he's got to start doing the work.
Just two more points. I said a long time ago, you know, I keep hearing the Syria war, it's winding down, it's winding down. I said a long time ago, the U.S. and the West, they will never leave Syria. There's just too many. There's the Hezbollah link that's involved with Iran, where Syria is used as that transit area.
It's simpler than that. It's simpler than that. The U.S. doesn't want to admit they lost another war.
Right.
And the Golan. Okay, Joe, we got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you. Mike, several, two or three things, if I may. One is I was listening to an interview last night with Joel Skousen, and he stated, and I'm very skeptical of a lot of things that are a lot of the conclusions and whatnot of Joel Skousen, but I've been listening to him for many years, and I think he's fairly sincere, and I assume that most of his sources are pretty well vetted, because he's been doing this a long time and whatnot, as far as his analysis of world affairs and whatnot, and you know, he makes the rounds on alternative media. But anyway, he stated that one of the individuals, I guess suspects, that was initially taken into custody with the shooter, I think there were three or four people in the Christchurch mosque massacres, was quote unquote cleared and released, and that he has a source that told him that, and he didn't give it, unfortunately, but that the guy defected It was a very weird choice of words, defected to Israel upon his release. And I just said, well, if that's true, and I'm not saying it is, but Joel Skousen claims to have that information. If that's true, well, there you go right there. I hate to say it, but I mean, the first thing that went through my mind when I heard about it was, well, Israel's hand is in it somewhere for one reason or another.
What you need to do, can I make a recommendation? You need to go over to Sibel Edmonds' website and her video news, because she's in Turkey right now and she's uncovering a lot of information about this accused shooter. And there's a pattern beginning to emerge that this guy is some kind of a professional operative, which would explain the calmness that we saw when he was pulling the trigger on those people in the mosques. So it does look like we're seeing a partial exposure of an intelligence op network, and that may be the reason that New Zealand all of a sudden has banned the video, banned the manifesto, is refusing to even mention the guy's name on TV anymore. They just want this to go away. You know, and there's definitely much that is suspicious about the Christchurch shooting.
Right. And, yes, Sibel Edmonds is, she's from Turkey, right?
I don't know where she's from originally.
Okay. The other thing was, I'm a big Trump supporter, voted for Trump, and I've always been very skeptical that there was this collusion with Russia to get him elected. However, I just can't quite join in the celebration, because I feel that there's a possibility that maybe they held this over Trump as a club, as leverage, and maybe they got everything they wanted out of him. But the thing is, whether that's the case or not, they're never going to let up on him. They're going to have a new club to hold over him, and they're never going to let up on him. And really, if there was no collusion, as the Mueller investigation concludes, then Trump obviously knew all along that there wasn't any. How come he didn't stand up for himself more? And if he doesn't stand up for himself at this point, what are we supposed to think? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to make a prediction. He's not going to stand up for himself, which means he's not going to stand up for his base. He's not going to stand up
Frank,
for the people that voted
Frank,
for him.
Frank, let's back up here a little bit. I think, on the presumption that Trump knew there was no collusion, I think the reason that he played it cool and didn't stand up to defend himself is that, as many Democrats are now crying and screaming, he wanted the investigation to go all the way through to the end as an embarrassment to the Democratic Party, which has definitely worked.
I love the Democrats screaming and crying and ripping their hair out. I can join in on the enjoyment of that. I'm just saying, but what have they not got? He gives them everything they want.
Well, we're going to see whether that's true or not in this upcoming fight over Obamacare, because, you know, the Democrats, now that they can't do the Russia thing anymore, they're now massing to push, reassert Obamacare at the same time the Department of Justice is saying it's probably unconstitutional anyway, and Trump is saying it's time to basically undo what's left of it. So that's going to be the next big political scrap fight.
Israel's getting everything they want. I mean, look at
Benjamin
Netanyahu.
Well, no question about that, but I don't think it had anything to do with the Mueller report. Trump is just pro-Israel. That's all there is to it. I don't think he needs to be coerced. It's harming our nation's reputation. It's harming our security. It's inflaming the Middle East. It could start a regional war. But Trump is just out there. Oh, yeah, Bibi, Netanyahu. You know, they're friends. Netanyahu used to visit Trump's father's house on a regular basis. You might almost say they actually grew up together. So they're buds. And it doesn't have to have anything to do with the Mueller report. But the real issue is we've seen how Trump has behaved up until this point with Russiagate hanging over his head. Russiagate is now gone. And the real thing is Trump's behavior going to change? Are we going to see a newly emergent, more assertive Trump? Or is it going to go on back to what it was doing before?
Certainly has a lot of political capital right now. He has a lot of political capital.
Yes, he does. There's no question about that.
If he doesn't act now, yeah.
Well, he's going to use some of that political capital to go after what's left of Obamacare. But we also know that his enemies are trying to hold clubs over his family members. They're going after Don Jr. They're going after Kushner. And maybe they did something wrong. But, you know, that threat of prosecution, you know, that's a big one. Politics is a dirty business. There's absolutely no way to get around that.
Well, it's okay. His supporters need to be saying, what about Hillary? What about Hillary Clinton? How come the FBI, how come there's no investigation of Hillary Clinton?
Well, we're going to keep on asking it here, that's for sure. And
this Jesse Smollett thing, I'm going to tell you, I was very frustrated and angry when I heard about it, but then I thought, you know what? This is just made to order for the white nationalist movement. Because people are going to be able to point out to the normies and the civic nationalists, look, your white son, your white daughter are not going to have any rights in America.
Yeah.
5, 10, 15 years from now, the white people are not going to have any rights in the direction that this country is headed. There will be no civil rights, no rights for white people.
No, we're heading towards Zimbabwe and South Africa here. And whether Smollett was involved in a much larger operation to push that whole racism anti-MAGA issue or not, I don't know. He is, after all, a professional actor.
Very close friends with Barack Obama, and very close friends with Barack Obama and other high,
yes,
politicians, radicals in the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. Okay, Frank, well, we're going to let you go and get on back to reporting on the news that we have. And we are still talking about the fallout from the release of the Mueller report. So Kellyanne Conway's reaction, she was on Fox and Friends, and she's basically calling on Adam Schiff to resign. And she, too, is calling for a full investigation into just how all this got started. And how much of it was a lie? How far do the lies and hoax extend? Now, we know that dossier was a complete fraud and a fabrication, bought and paid for by the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. The money was laundered through Fusion GPS. There are a lot of people who are dirty with this now, and they should be investigated. So, one thing that's come on out of this article over at Breitbart: we can never trust the corporate media, the FBI, or the intelligence community ever again. And looking back over the history of frauds and hoaxes and deceptions, we shouldn't have been anyway. But that's the lesson that we learn here. Never trust the corporate media, never trust the FBI, never trust any government agency ever again. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take another phone call. This one is from Dustin, New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I got a couple things to say, but Skull and Bones, all Skull and Bones is our gang's version of the He-Man Women Haters Club. It's a bunch of rich kids getting together and doing their thing, drinking, doing this, doing that. That's all that is. People
That's more the Freemasons here. You need to remember Skull and Bones is definitely tied on in with the CIA and the power structure. In fact, it's part of where the power structure recruits its next leaders.
That's true, but it's nothing more. I mean, we use the numbers and Kerry and running against Bush and this or that. But, you know, Kerry lost and... I would guess Yale would be more liberal than conservative, which Bush was, right? But they're both globalists, so, you know. But, Mike, on that Smollett thing, yeah, I mean, the previous caller's wrong. Like, this hurts black people because, like, is Michelle Obama going to call up for the average black person in Chicago? Like, if he did that, or an Asian person or a white person or somebody pink polka dot, transgender, whatever. This is about money and power, man. This is about who how much money he had. That's what this was about, man. You know, nothing more. You know, I mean,
Well, I wouldn't I wouldn't say there was nothing more there because of the amount of juice that was brought to bear to get all these charges dropped. And with the prosecutor still saying, you know, we're convinced he filed a fake police report. I mean, they had those other two gentlemen who apparently just confessed to being part of the hoax. It was an open and shut case, and yet they dropped it. Now, somebody with a lot of power and juice stepped on in there, whether, you know, whether somebody was bribed or threatened, we don't know. But that kind of political influence brought to bear on this case tells me this was more than just about Smollett's salary on the Empire.
But Mike, also, he did a federal charge of the Postal Service. That Trump could, and also like the whole, you know, racism, but like, you know, anti-hate thing. Even though it's against himself, they could still charge him with it. Like if it was somebody else, they could charge him with a hate crime. Even if it's
they're not
going to
charge
himself.
They're not going to charge him.
Chicago. That's... What about the federal government with the postal thing? Sending letters in the post.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen there. But again, somebody with a lot of power is protecting Smollett. And I don't think it's just because they think he's a great actor or they're a fan of Empire and they don't want to see him leave the show. But what was really notable in all the reporting about the dropping of the charges was how quickly it happened, because the case was moving forward. They were going through all the procedures. And then all of a sudden, there was an announcement of a sudden development, which was not clarified what that development was, and all the charges were dropped. So
right after
something...
Mueller report, Mike. Like, it wasn't like a payback, like, oh, Trump got off because, and then we'll let this guy go. It's like a tit for tat, could it be? I don't know.
Dealing with two different levels of politics here. But again, Smollett may have done this to push this whole, there are entities in this country that are trying to push this narrative of racial tension. And the FBI was doing it back in the 1960s to try and split the anti-war movement in order to weaken it. And they came up with these things like the Black Panther coloring book and all this other nonsense to keep whites and blacks just, you know, angry with each other. And it's happening all over again. And Smollett's little fairy tale is part of that agenda. And that may be why somebody... What?
It just pisses me off how just this whole system is set up anymore. I mean, I don't know how you do it, Mike. Like, I'm ready to throw my shoes at my TV because it's just like nothing's getting better. It's either the same or worse. You know,
it's getting worse. And again, I'm seeing in the future a Soviet Union style collapse for this country, and everybody needs to get ready to get through some very hard times and to build a new nation that once again belongs to we the people. Going back to that Constitution, the first 13 amendments, no private central bank, strict limits on campaign donations so that politicians cannot be quite so easily and openly bought. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go here. We're going to take another phone call before the next commercial break. Chance in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Folks, really, this man Smollett belongs to three protected classes. He's half black, he's half Jewish, and he's gay. Now, are people really surprised that he got away with this? I mean, really. And number two, the New Zealand shooter spent 90 days in Israel, more days in Israel than he did the other countries. And that should tell you something right there, that he's most likely a Mossad operative. I'm surprised that, folks.
Well, I don't know if he's Mossad operative, but he's somebody.
I bet you he is. And don't hold your breath for Trump to file any charges against any of these people. I don't think that's going to happen neither. I really
okay,
don't.
Well, again, to back on up, I don't know that the Christchurch shooter is a Mossad operative, but it's becoming very obvious he's somebody's operative. That's what Sibel Edmonds is uncovering over there in Turkey, because this guy was just traveling.
I'll bet you my bottom dollar.
Can we have a rule here that you not cut me off?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. So I know you're betting your bottom dollar. He's Mossad. We're never going to know anyway. They're going to have a show trial for this guy down there. They're going to basically fake an execution and put him into some kind of witness protection program.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right, but that doesn't negate the fact that he's most likely a Mossad operative. I would bet my bottom dollar.
Well, and, I understand you're willing to bet your bottom dollar, but what we don't have our facts to support that. We have a suspicion, okay, I will grant you, but he was going in and out of all kinds of different countries. Anyway, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take another commercial break, and we'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the phones, a couple more developments in the Jussie Smollett case here. The first is that apparently the judge has now totally sealed the case. And that should raise a red flag that something crooked was going on. And Breitbart is now reporting that back in 2016, George Soros donated $408,000 to a super PAC that supported Cook County's state's attorney, Kim Fox, whose office prosecuted and then dropped the Jussie Smollett case. Now, that doesn't mean that George made a phone call, but it certainly put him in a position where he could have. All right, so let's see. Our next caller is Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. A number of things, but one of the things is with the Golan Heights there, how it's tied into everything with Trump. I don't think he's being blackmailed on this. I think that Kushner... And I was, and I'll tell you something else too. This guy, Bale, I was watching something yesterday on YouTube. I don't know if you ever heard of the show No More News with Adam Green. And he was going into this end of time business, the end of time. So, and this guy, Bale, he is really into it. This guy is a nutcase, a religious nutcase. Not only he's a full-blooded Christian Zionist, and by that he's looking for the end of time. And from what I understand, Green was saying there were CIA agents that were interviewed. They didn't give the names, of course. And you know, I got no use for the CIA anyway. But even for them, this guy is considered crazy. They were really worried about him when he was CIA.
Okay, Mark, you keep fading out. I need you to hold that phone up closer to your face.
All right, hold on, let me go in here. Any better now?
Yeah, let's okay, so just sort of sum up what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that Pompeo is crazier than I thought. He's a full-blooded, he's a full-fledged Christian Zionist, and Adam Green was saying that CIA people were interviewed, and they said they're really scared of the guy. I mean, yes. The guy is really nuts. He's running our foreign policy. Either him and the other clown, they're Bolton. We're in trouble. That's all I can say. We're in deep trouble, and if we don't do something, if the people don't, rise up, but don't say something and do something about it, I don't know where we're going to lead, because this could lead directly to World War III. Because if you think God wants you to destroy the earth, so Jesus Christ can then take a throne there in Jerusalem, and the Jews and the Zionist Jews think some other kind of a Messiah is going to take his throne in Jerusalem.
Yes,
the world is blown up. If we got these kind of nutcases running the United States and doing the bidding basically of the other jerk there, Netanyahu, I don't know where we're going to go, Mike. I really don't.
It's very dangerous when you have religious fanatics who have that much power, especially in a nation with nuclear weapons. Anyway, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we still have callers on the line. We'll be back with hour number two after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.